Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history.
There are many things that I've been giving a lot of thought to for a long time that I actually need to get out and explain to people some of my broader thoughts on how whites can function in the future. Because when it comes to so-called democracy and freedom and all this other stuff, a lot of stuff that has been foisted down on us is actually a bunch of claptrap. For example, let's take, for example, the concept that in South Africa that whites are ruled by blacks, that the blacks need to get their democracy because they are the majority in the country. But if you really want people to be free, then surely everybody should have their own democracy. If blacks can have their democracy, then why can't whites have their democracy? Something that will also fool a lot of whites is why is democracy the big thing of modern times? Why are people constantly talking about democracy this, democracy that, democracy here, democracy there? That is a topic for a separate discussion. What I will tell you is that, believe it or not, the concept of democracy as a method of living and as a system and why this system is being pushed by many people, there is actually a very strong historical basis for it. And believe it or not, proper academics, proper professors who've studied history have pointed out many things about democracy. But the democracy that they're all referring to is the democracy of the ancient Greeks and the Romans, who were white Europeans. And there's a lot of reason why democracy as a system has certain benefits and potential. It's not a perfect system, but there's a lot more to this discussion than just a bunch of weak politics. What actually seems to happen, the more I study history and the more I observe politics and life, is that you get academics who do serious work, and they actually discover things. Then you find that they've found something that's pretty good, that makes a lot of sense. And then you find that politicians, business people, Jews, get a hold of these concepts, and they try to see how they can twist this to work for them. And they actually take the original concepts and they totally pervert it, and then it becomes a whole freaking mess. So the democracy that is really being referred to is actually white democracy, Western democracy, as done by white people. And suddenly, this very same thing is then used to disempower white people, white Western people. So there's a whole lot of stuff that you need to understand about how good, solid ideas are twisted and turned, and Jews especially are constantly breaking everything. They're always taking every concept and twisting it to favor them and only them. They will pervert anything. So I would, for example, point out, if black people can have democracy for themselves, then that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I don't believe that I need to rule black people. I don't see that whites need to rule any other races. But if we don't have to rule them, then why is it that they should rule us? There's the question. If a black man can have his freedom, why can't a white man have his freedom? If democracy is the best system for the masses, and blacks want to vote for other blacks, then why can't whites vote for their whites? What's wrong with that? You'll see that Jews and liberals dive in and they're constantly twisting this thing so that it can never work for whites, but it's always working for Jews, for blacks, for anyone else except whites. But I want to repeat the simple thing is that if a black man can have his democracy, and a black man must not be ruled by another race like whites, then why is it that it's okay for a white man to be ruled by another race of blacks? So that should show you there's some big hypocrisy and garbage going on there. So let's talk about racial states. A white racial state, a white ethno state, and if we create a white ethno state, then how must this white ethno state work? Now, you'll notice that Jews and liberals are constantly telling whites, no, 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 you mustn't be racist. You mustn't be racist. You must allow Jews in. You must allow blacks in. You must allow Indians, Muslims, any Asians, anyone from Africa. You must let them in. You must let them in. So you find that in white nations, that now white nations are supposed to allow everybody in. And what happens to whites just living in their own majority white country ruling themselves? So suddenly there's a problem there now. But that's really just Jews and liberals twisting everything on its head. The real issue there is they don't want whites to rule themselves. They are trying to harm whites and trying to break white power. And they're trying to break the Western world in reality. So the entire Western world, whether it is Australia, Canada, America, all the countries of Europe, they are all being broken down so that apparently it is good for them to become multiracial. But that's just a bunch of Jew, liberal, communist claptrap that. But let's talk about the whites in Africa. What is our method? What is our method by which we can live? Is it okay for us to be ruled by blacks? Is it okay for us? Are we the only people on the planet who are not allowed to rule themselves, that we can be crushed by a majority, that we have to be ruled by another race, and that this is apparently good? I think this is just a bunch of bunk. The reality is that we have every right to exist, that we have every right to rule ourselves. End of story. If black people are allowed to rule themselves, if Indian people are allowed to rule themselves, then whites should also be allowed to rule themselves and have their own society and their own values, etc. So let's talk about diplomacy. Diplomacy of a white ethnostate. What is the diplomacy of a white ethnostate? And how should it handle other races? In this regard, the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, was an ethnostate. And he had allies who were even non-white. And he didn't have a problem with that. But let's see how, in modern times, how could whites, in a whites-only ethnostate, how could these whites deal with other races? Well, the first rule is this, that we only want to rule ourselves. We only want to rule ourselves, and we only want to live in our state with our laws, our values. That's all we want. We just want to do our bit of democracy among ourselves. We want to choose how we live. We want to have our elections, and we want to choose our survival strategies and our rules for ourselves. But we don't believe that we need to rule other people. Nor is it our desire to rule any other people of any other race or religion. We want to be free for ourselves, and we wish everyone else well for freedom for themselves. So if we have our own ethnostate, we are happy if other people have their ethnostates. If black people want to rule themselves, coloreds want to rule themselves, Indians or Muslims or Asians want to rule themselves, we wish them well, and they are most welcome to do that. We don't have a problem with them wanting to do their own thing. In fact, unlike liberals, we do not force our values on other races. We do not force our values on them. We do not tell them what to believe. We are happy with whatever religions they choose for themselves. We are happy even with how they decide to live. If they want to live democratically, that's fine. If they want to have some other form of government, that's also fine. In other words, we have ideas about what we want for ourselves, but that's not to say that we are forcing our ideas on any other race at all. On any other race, religion, or creed, we're not dictating to them how they must live. We respect them, and we will never interfere in their internal affairs. We will not tell them how to run their business. We will not tell them who their friends must be. We will not tell them anything about what they must do. How they come up with their laws, how they punish their people, the things that they do inside their society, whether they allow women to move up or down, or how they handle their women and children, their sex lives, their business, their military, their politics, it's none of our business. And we will never interfere with other races. We will never tell them, this is how you must live your life. We will not interfere with anyone. If they decide, for example, that a certain punishment requires that someone's head be cut off or they be stoned to death, that's none of our business. And we're not going to interfere with it, and we're not going to comment on it. And if they say that their religion teaches them this or teaches them that, we will not interfere with any of that. It's their business. They're adults. They're free. They can do whatever the hell they want. And we will not put sanctions on them, lecture to them. We'll do none of that stuff. We are not there to disrespect their decisions. How they live, what they do, they are adults, and we will not interfere with that at all. Whether they are Christians, whether they're non-Christians, whether they decide that witchcraft is their main religion, all of it is none of our business, and we will never stick our noses into their affairs. How they run their country and what they do is their business. We respect them, and we respect their freedom. And in the same way, they must leave us alone and respect our freedom and our right to decide our laws and our values. We respect them, they respect us, and all is good. We do not set out to convert their politics or convert their religion. None of that. We keep our hands off of all of that. So what they do in the privacy of their own country, of their houses, etc., it's no issue for us. We respect them, and all we ask is that they respect us. So can we have non-white allies? Absolutely. We can have all kinds of deals and arrangements with other races. So if we're a whites-only ethnostate, we can strike business deals, military deals, scientific deals with any other race of any other kind. We strike deals, we agree on various arrangements, and it's written into law, and our nation can interact with their nation. If we've got something to sell and they want to buy it, they're most welcome, and vice versa. So trade, whether it's free trade or trade that has got rules and restrictions, that's fine. We respect them, they respect us. And if we strike deals, and those deals are in writing, and they're internationally done, then that's fine. If our state has got something that we want to buy, or we want to sell, or we want to exchange, and they are game for it, that's perfectly fine. In fact, in the time of Rhodesia and South Africa, apartheid South Africa, there were lots and lots of black countries in Africa who were dealing, especially with the South Africans. South Africans were doing secret deals with blacks all across the continent. There were black leaders and black governments who were doing all kinds of secret deals with South Africa. And even Rhodesia had a couple of black countries that were friendly to us, and we had deals with them. So having deals with other groups of people who've got their own countries, who've got their own societies, there's no problem with that. Those deals are between our nation state and their nation state, and it's all good. So we could have them as trading partners. We could have them as diplomatic allies, as business allies. We could even have them with military agreements, because whites, again, in Southern Africa, apartheid and Rhodesia, apartheid South Africa and Rhodesia, we had black allies. We had blacks who fought with us and were on our side. And Hitler himself, he had Muslims, and he even had non-whites, he even had blacks and Middle Eastern people. He had all kinds of other allies who worked with him or for him. So just because we want our own state and we want to live according to our rules doesn't mean that we hate everybody and we can't talk to anyone and all that kind of stuff. That's just a bunch of Jew claptrap that's been put in there. That's just Jewish liberal claptrap. No, we can strike deals with anybody. And we can work with anyone in any way that they are willing to agree to. Just because you want to live by yourself and have your own community and your own life and your own rules and your own values does not mean that you want to force it down on everybody or that suddenly you can't deal with anyone. That's just a bunch of nonsense, that. So a white ethnostate could have business, military, diplomatic, scientific, and other dealings and exchanges with black nations, with colored nations, with Muslims, Asians, Middle Easterners, anybody on the planet. Anyone who's friendly to us, we can be friendly to them. There's no hassle there. But what if a bunch of blacks or others now say that they want to live in our ethnostate and they want to be allowed into our system? Then we say to them, no, we are not here to prescribe anything to you, and these are the rules for our society, for our people. If you want your own society, you are most welcome to set it up and have your rules and your things. But no, we don't want you to come into our society and start messing with our society. We respect you, so you must respect us. And that's where we draw the line. We would say to them, look, if you want to move into our society and start getting all kinds of privileges and stuff, you know, we don't do that to you. So, you know, why do you want to do that to us? If you are on a business trip to our country, that doesn't mean that we're going to say to you, hey, you can have citizenship, you can do this, you can do that. Our country is our country, and we will look after it. And you are here as a visitor and as a trading partner or a whatever, and that's great. And when we go to your country, we're not asking for citizenship in your country. We're just trading and we are visitors and we will leave. And we expect the same thing of you. And it is not for us to disrespect your freedom and your rights. And in the same way, you must respect our freedom and our rights. And furthermore, our relations with other whites and other white states, that's nobody else's business. That's our business. We deal with our people in whatever way our people want to deal with us. So we would be an open book to anyone who comes along, but we would deal with them according to our desires. We would have our freedom to choose, and everybody that we deal with has their freedom to choose, whether they are white or not white. Of course, because we are a white state, we would want to be loyal and friendly to Western nations and to other whites. And indeed, we would allow other whites to come and live in our country. And we would love to have other dealings with other whites. But those are our choices. So our policies and our outlook on our race and how we interact with other people of our race, these are our choices. And we don't have to extend it to everybody else. These are personal preferences of ours. This is our freedom, and this is how we prefer to live in our freedom. And if we want to have special deals with other countries, we do that, if they are game for it. But if we say that our immigration policy, that the only immigrants we'll allow are whites, that's our choice. And we're not interfering with the immigrants that you want in your country. So if some black or some other person comes to us and they say, well, you know, you're bringing in whites, but you're not bringing in blacks, and we'd say, yes, but that's our choice. But nothing stops you from doing what you want to do. You can do what you want to do. In your country, if you want to bring black people into your country, we're not going to interfere with that. That's your privilege. If you want to bring blacks and Asians and some whites in, that's your choice. Our choice is our choice. And we don't have to explain it to anybody. We don't have to apologize to anybody. We have our likes and dislikes. There are personal preferences. In the same way that I might listen to music that you don't like, but I don't go around forcing you to listen to my music. I have books, I have artwork that I like, and it's just my personal preference. And nothing stops you from having your personal preference. I want my freedom that if I want to put some artwork on the wall, that it is artwork that I like. But my taste may be very different to your taste. I'm not saying that you must use artwork that's like my artwork. I respect whatever it is you put on your wall. And so you must respect my choices. I must tell you, from my view in Africa, where we've got all these different races, that these things that I'm telling you, these things will be fine. It is only these blacks who have been put in power by globalists and by Jews and who are working for them. They're the only ones that would have a problem with it. All other races gather together and live together in their own suburbs and stuff. It's like that all across South Africa, even now. Colored people live in colored suburbs. Indian people live in Indian suburbs. It's not that the law forces them to do that. That's what they do by choice. Race is real, and it is only liberals and Jews who are lying about race. Everybody else, when left to themselves, they go and they gather together in their own societies among their own people. You go and ask black people how many Indians or Muslims or whites they have as friends, as personal house friends. You'll see that all these different races, they are not multiracial. They may have some friends who are not of their race, but the vast majority of people that they deal with are of their own race. I've often in the past even said that if the blacks would allow the whites the same privileges that we allowed them under apartheid, that we'd be happy with it. If the blacks today, for example, were to say that there's a white homeland and all whites must go live in that homeland, I can tell you that homeland will be pretty full very quickly. The fact is that we want to live in our own society, and we're happy when we live in our own society. It is them that have a problem with being in their own society. If we gave them their own country, which we did, then all of a sudden they're complaining and bitching and moaning about that, that that is somehow a problem. Interestingly enough, there's an academic that is racial, who knows a lot of racial history, that I've spoken to here in South Africa, but he's not in the public view. And that academic has told me that it is normal for whites, especially the Germanic Nordic types, to want to have some form of their own apartheid, their own society, that their society is not open, and that it actually is quite an old thing. It's actually a natural tendency that's been there for many thousands of years. So I think that if a white man doesn't want to rule a black man, how is that evil? This is something that I thought long, long time ago, even in the days when I was partly a bit liberal and a bit messed up and young. I used to think to myself, if it's wrong for us to rule them, then surely if we leave other people alone, that's not a crime. That's a good thing. If we leave other people alone and they do what they want to do in their society, then that's fine. Isn't that a good thing? If we leave them alone and they leave us alone, then everyone is free. they are free to do whatever it is that they want to do, and we are free to do whatever it is that we want to do. And I really don't see anything wrong with that. I think that everything's just twisted, especially with Jews around, because Jews always want to be in on everybody else's stuff. Jews are always looking for a way to Jew their way and wangle their way into everybody else's society. And that is where all this other claptrap comes from. If Jews were genuine, Jews would want to go and all go and live in their Jew state in Israel or Birobidzhan or wherever. They'd want to go and live in their own state. Instead, they are parasites and they're busy sticking their noses into everybody else's business. And they're hunting around to see what it is that they can steal from other people. But if they were genuine, they would actually not even think like that. They would actually go and live quietly and honestly in their own states. And anyone who's honest and genuine would want to go and live in his own society, and he'd leave other people alone and he'd respect other people's rights. So my view is that I don't want to rule a black man. And that's another thing. If blacks came to us, if blacks and other non-whites came to us and said, listen, we want you to rule us, we would say, no, we don't want to rule you. It's wrong for us to rule you. You must rule yourselves. We want you to be free. You're free now, and we want you to be free. It is not for us to tell you how to live. You must live the way you want to live. You're an adult now, and you're free. And no, we don't want to rule you. It's wrong for us to rule you, but we will rule ourselves. You go and you look at the kind of stuff that the American government and Jews and liberals are pushing everywhere, and you'll see that they're not really interested in democracy. They're not really interested in freedom for people. In fact, what they're really trying to do is they're coming up with a whole bunch of claptrap, and at the end of the day, they actually want to stick their noses into everyone else's business. And they want to tell everybody else, you're free, but by the way, you must do this, you must do that, you must do that, you must do that. You'll see that this is a bunch of hypocritical claptrap. It's a bunch of hypocritical claptrap, and the truth of the matter is that nobody on the planet actually likes it. If you actually look back on the times when the blacks and Asians and other non-whites were rebelling against the Western world's empires, if you actually look back on that time, you'll actually see that 50 and 60 years ago, all of the non-whites on the planet wanted their own nation state. All of them. Every last one of them wanted their own nation state. They wanted their own state where they could make their own laws and look after themselves. They did not want to be liberal. They did not want anyone else to tell them what to do. They wanted their own country. They wanted to make their own laws and live in their own territory. That's what everybody wanted. All across Asia, all across Africa, all across Latin America, all of them wanted their own nation states. That is the way that the whole world wants to work. They want their own countries. So if they want their own countries, then why can't we have our own countries? If they want their own territory, why can't we have our own territory? Why is it that the Western world has to open its doors to everybody? Why is it that every white society or every country that was ever ruled by whites must now allow others to come in? No, if all of them across the whole world wanted their own nation states, and their nation states exist, and their nation states are allowed and recognized worldwide, then why can't we have our own nation states? Why can't we live in the way that we want to live? Why can't we have our own rules? So if you really look closely at all this stuff of, oh, democracy, 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 you'll see that there's a whole bunch of shenanigans going on there. And the Americans are also misrepresenting it. The Jews and liberals are always misrepresenting it. And they're just busy stirring the pot in another way so that the white man always comes off second best. But if the white man was honest, the white man would be like Adolf Hitler. He'd have his own ethno-state and he'd allow everybody else to exist the way they want to exist. And he would deal with them, but he'd deal with them in their society, etc. And the whites of Southern Africa worked exactly the same way. When we ruled our own countries, we had our dealings with other blacks and other non-whites, and it worked fine. So if other people can have their states, other people can rule themselves, why can't white people? And you don't have to listen to Jews for Jews to interpret how we would feel and deal with other non-whites. In fact, I look on the Muslims and their stuff, and I want to discuss the Muslims as a separate topic. Because Muslims and Asians, I don't think that they will have any problems with whites who are honest and who leave them alone. But I wanted to just clarify diplomacy, military alliances, scientific alliances, business alliances, etc., and just clarify the stance of a white ethno-state. There is one other fact about history and reality that I want to explain to you, and it is this, that when liberals and Jews are busy talking about multiracial and all that kind of stuff, they make it sound as though you have to be exactly this and you have to be exactly that, or otherwise non-whites would reject you. But the truth of the matter is this, that in the real world, that ultimately power makes a huge difference. If you have power, if you have raw power, financial power, military power, whatever, you will be amazed how many non-whites will come beating a path to your door immediately. They won't care what your politics is. What they will care about is whether they can get something from you or strike a deal with you. I have seen this myself in my own period of time on the internet. And I have had black politicians even approach me from Zimbabwe, for example. I want to tell you that it doesn't matter about what you do inside your country. You'll be amazed at how many non-whites and blacks will suddenly want to be your friends. And that is because they have got enemies of their own that they need to destroy, and they will want you to help them destroy them. Let me tell you, white people must not think that if you're on your own and you're doing your own quiet little thing, that everyone in the world is just going to ignore you. They'll only do that if the Americans and the Rothschilds and all these other scum come and force them to. Otherwise, you'd be amazed what kinds of deals are possible. And I want to repeat, in Africa, there's a lot of stuff that's possible that nobody else outside in the rest of the world would believe.
These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.